Hey, can you pause this? It's just for a few minutes. No, there's nothing wrong. I'm not scared of this B-list horror movie. That's not why we stopped, jerk. I'm not scared. I just need you to hear me out, okay? Yeah, just shut up. Sit back and listen. I know it's going to be really hard for you. Shh, shh, shh. Just listen. Just listen, okay? We've known each other for a really long time. Like since we were in diapers. We were basically the poster kids for sandbox love. Our parents couldn't tear us apart even if they wanted to, because we were practically joined at the hip. One of us would always be at each other's houses. Our parents had a gate put between our yards so we'd stop climbing it to get to each other. Look, you were the first one to climb it, not me. Your mom thought we were going to break our necks once I started copying you. So you're the bad influence. Don't even start. Close your mouth. Even when we moved two states away from my mom's work, your dad would always come out once a month because he was totally in a bromance with my dad. They deny it, but we know. Yeah. I know. Every time we were together again, it was like nothing changed. We goofed off and we joked around and played games and put ourselves in really stupid situations to impress each other. But then, you know, things did change. It was like when we played tag before, I was this thin little chicken-like girl that had to I had to slow down to let you catch up. But when we started growing, you got faster and faster, and soon you were catching me too quickly for it to even be a game anymore. You got bored of it. Hell, I got bored of it. But suddenly, just like that, we weren't kids anymore. Once every month turned into once every 6 months, then once a year. You know, you don't expect things to change so drastically, or at all when you're a kid. I didn't ever expect to not have my best friend anymore. But when we both started middle school, we got different friends and different interests. I don't think we even talked besides dinner around Christmas time when we'd all get together. I can't tell you how much I missed you back then. I know drifting apart was kind of a gradual thing, but when we moved back in time for junior year in high school, I don't know. I thought that things would have been different. I didn't expect you to just be there again, especially since we weren't neighbors anymore and I lived on the other side of town, but I waited a whole month to say hi to you at school, and I still remember that look on your face, like I was some weird stranger that you didn't know. And it hit me then that, you know, I was a stranger, and you didn't know me at all. You left with your friends like nothing happened, and it wasn't until like a week later when your mom recognized me that you realized who I was. I think the only reason she even saw me was because I was still following you around like a lost puppy. No, I'm not done. I was sad and pathetic and in denial that you moved on without me. Things got easier between us, though. You know, we said hi to each other after that and borrowed notes for shared classes. You dated one of my friends, even. So I guess we were kind of friends again for the first few years I was back, and we both had our own social lives and different hobbies. Fell in and out of love every now and then. Me more than you for that last one, because, you know, teenage boys are assholes. But you remember when my mom got our families together to celebrate a graduation? Yeah. We went up to my uncle's cabin and we spent all weekend hiking and swimming. We didn't even talk to each other until the last night when the fireplace went out. And then you wrapped me up in your sleeping bag with you. I mean, we just kind of laid there on the living room floor talking all night long, catching up and joking around. when our parents found us in the morning, they weren't even mad because we were all cozied up and still completely awake, laughing our asses off over something stupid you did. I can't imagine what would have happened or where we would be if that night never happened. If we just went on not talking, it hurts to think that we wouldn't be where we are now. I would have never gotten my best friend back. We wouldn't have spent the last several years making up for lost time. He would have never invited me over the week after that. We never would have gotten a summer job together or been there for each other all the times we needed a shoulder to lean on. We picked each other up more times than I can count on both hands. I can't even think about how we would have just carried on with our lives. So, if what I'm about to say is unwanted or totally out of left field, we can just go back to how it used to be before I said any of this. We don't have to hate each other or let things get awkward and drift apart again. I can't lose you again. I can't not be by you when all I've ever wanted is you. So I'm just gonna say it. I love you. Oh, I said it. Oh my God, I love you. I love you. I love you, and I've always loved you. So please don't be grossed out. You don't have to love me back or anything like that. Me. You kissed me. Is this real? Pinch me, I'm dreaming. Ow! You didn't have to. You're seriously not grossed out? Well, you know, I don't know, after all the years of our parents comparing me to a kid sister. Doesn't it feel a little gross? No. I agree. Feels perfect. Oh, have you always been this handsy? Here, let me help take off my shirt. Yeah, I got the buttons. Off your shirt. I mean, I've been waiting so long, I'd like the pleasure of taking it off myself. But ah, fuck, my sleeve's stuck. I think I just want to watch this time. Oh, that is a welcome sight. I feel like my whole body is tingling. And everywhere you touch, I'm on fire. I want your hands lower. I'm not dirty. I've just waited too long for this. Don't mark my neck, but keep going. No, it's because I have work. I can't let them see. Yeah, okay. You can have anywhere, but what's visible? Anywhere but visible. Fuck, I don't know what I'm saying. Just make sure no one sees. Never been with a guy who's good with his hands. Teasing me, God. Don't think I've ever come on just anyone's hand before. But I'm actually close. What? Oh my God. You're too good at that. That's scary. As much as I wanna continue right here, I don't want my first time with you to be on a couch. I fucked on a couch before. It is not comfortable. Yeah, can you take me to your room? Thanks. Let's go. Your room's the last room on the left, right? Fucked against a wall, too. not fun also. Come on, handsome. Close the door, okay? Can you turn off the light? Should I just sit down? Okay. Wait, before you take off your pants, no matter what your situation is down there, I haven't done this in a while. No, I'm not telling you to stop. I would never. So if you could just be a little, gentler with me, that would be great. Sorry, I didn't mean to ruin the mood or anything. You know, for some reason, I pegged you somebody who wouldn't wear underwear or boxers. can I touch it? Can I take it out of there? Yeah? I'm just gonna pull it out, okay? Do you want me to suck this? I can do that. Do you want me to stroke the rest of it? Yeah. I'll just suck on the head. I don't want you to come in my mouth. I've waited way too long for this, for that. Especially if you can't get it up again. I mean, I'm not doubting your abilities, but I'm impatient. Fuck me. Make love to me. Anything you want. I just need you inside me. Please. Oh, God, please. Yeah, I can lay down. No, I'm not gonna cry again. I'm just emotional. I'm so overwhelmed. It feels so good. Just to kiss you. I can't wait. I want you inside. Please, please, please. Please, please, please. It hurts just clenching on nothing. It's frustrating. No. Your tongue is so hot. Inside you. Don't be mean to me. It's our first time. You're so cute. Yes, cute. Not the fingers again. You know what I want. Please. You have to want it too. I'm ready. I'm ready. I'm ready, baby. I love you. I love you so much. Please. Oh, please fuck me. Please. I imagined. I would always picture you fucking me every time I'd masturbate. I have all sorts of sizes. dicks to fuck myself with. But yours is the best one I've had. I'm sorry. I'll talk about your cock and only yours. Dreaming of it for so long. I've been wanting to know how it felt. I've been waiting for so long to be able to do this with you. You like it when I wrap my legs around you. There's no getting away from me now. Oh, you're all mine. Oh, you're all mine. Oh, I'll never let you go. I'm gonna fuck you every night for the next couple fucking weeks. Oh, fuck. Oh, I'm so close. This fast before. Oh my. Yeah, come on your dick. Can I come on you? Oh, please. I've been waiting for so long. I deserve it. 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 Shit. Holy shit. Not bad for our first time, huh? Oh, I can't wait till I get to learn your body. You're all mine. Let's get you out of me and get us cleaned up, huh? Yeah. Come join me in the shower, okay?